What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, Jules is here.
Hi, guys.
So nice to see you, Jules. I can't help to notice you're all dressed up down here. We're at the Berkeley. You're all dressed up today.
I'm always kind of dressed up.
Yeah, that's true.
You've never seen me in, like, sweatpants and stuff before.
I mean, I'm racking my brain. You don't wear sweatpants?
Like, not in public.
I feel like Chelle's got you sweatpants for Christmas.
Oh, no, she got me joggers, and they're the most amazing. I wear them every week. No, I can wear those out in public. I don't wear, like, sweatpants out in public.
Got it. Understood. Urbano's here.
Right now, years old, when I realized that what? Sweatpants and joggers are different.
Yeah.
I mean, I put them all under the same thing.
Oh, me too.
I do.
But Jules doesn't.
No.
No?
I mean, that's just me, though. Some people would think that they're the same thing.
Chelle does that, too. She calls them joggers.
Yeah, put that out to the community. Do you call them sweatpants or joggers?
No, I have a pair of joggers and a pair of sweatpants, according.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Urbano's here. Chris is here, too.
Hi. Hello.
We're going to come out hot off the bat. First, hope you're all well. We have a beak.
Bye, beak.
So we have a beak. They came in and they were talking about the dating app situation.
Oh, okay.
We had a lot of people give feedback about the love. Did you find love during COVID stuff?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was all over the map. But here's a good one. I think dating apps are bad for the soul. That's my beak on that. Also, as Mexican women, Mexican is in parentheses. Also, as Mexican women, we are taught that we need to learn to clean and cook in order to be good mothers / wives. So when we don't have that, we feel like we failed. It's something that we have to unlearn and not teach our daughters. The goal is to be happy. If someone can come along for the ride, great. And it was actually a bit of a double try, but we'll start there.
Can I beak as someone who dates a Mexican woman? She is like obsessed with cooking and cleaning, but it's a passion of hers. She likes it. But I don't think that deters happiness from happening, because then, like, it's my first time ever living with someone. I'm like, oh, wow, like, this is a new element. It's really fun. She likes to cook, so we cook together. It's always clean. I'm additionally happy and therefore feel the need to go out of my way to make sure she's always happy, because she does that effort while I'm at work and all that. And she works too, so she like juggles a lot of stuff. So it's easier for me to it's easier for me to get along with her like all the time, because I'm always considering that she's like got two jobs going. So I don't think you have to unlearn that. I just think it shouldn't be something that you do if you're not treated well. Also, I'd like to mention it, whenever it's happening, there's someone behind us working on spreadsheets right now.
That is true. Yeah.
I'd like to peck into the beak that Chris beaked.
You would.
I think, too, as like a traditional Italian person, I think a lot of that same weight is put on any kind of family value, kind of custom. Women are defined by cooking and cleaning and providing for, and that's an interesting kind of, you know.
That is an interesting beak, but I posted that on the Instagram story, mm-hmm. and we got a beak.
We got a chime on the beak. We got a chime on a beak.
Someone retwiddled the retwaddle.
Yeah, it's crazy. So Jules puts that up, and we get a response, and it's the laughing emoji, which coming out disrespectful, coming out hot, okay? She's crazy. Untrue. As a Mexican woman, I was taught men have arms and legs. Guess what? They can get things themselves. They can cook and clean. It's 50-50, and you're not a failure. Fuck these machismo men. She's probably only dating Mexican guys. Sorry, that was probably rude to say, but oh well. White men are different because their mothers raised them better to help out. Granted, I married a Mexican guy with OCD. This is going a weird direction. I married a Mexican guy with OCD, so I'm spoiled. But husband number two, she's got four of the thinking faced emojis and then the half smile, half frown emoji, which I find to be very provocative emoji. Joking aside, I'm teaching both my daughter, 14, and son, 11, to cook and clean. There is no sexist gender roles in my house. We're a family, and we all learn to do everything. No Mexican woman is taught she's a failure if she can't cook / queen. Clean, sorry.
Clean queen.
But why does it have to be something you're taught? Why can't some people just like shit being clean? That's what I'm confused by. The line of questioning bothers me. Cooking is an essential skill that everyone should know because it's how you survive and live. Mm-hmm. And cleaning is what you should do. It's like when COVID happened and everyone was like told they should wash their hands.
Uh-huh.
You should wash your fucking hands anyway because it's disgusting to not do that.
That's how I felt.
So learn how to cook and learn how to clean, not because you have a penis or a vagina, but because it's what you should do. Because it's just like I'm a sloppy, like I'm a messy person. By just like, but I'm still, I like things clean. I just don't always like being the one that does it. But like living alone taught me like I have to start doing it. Now living with Cassandra, I'm like, oh, this is how you really do it the right way. But I guess someone like mom never really impressed that on us. But she impressed me. She impressed on us the need to keep shit clean. We just never had to be the ones to do it because she always did it.
The thing about it is.
But not Lauren. But not Lauren. Not Lauren. Right.
Interesting. The thing about it is for me, right? You know, I don't think it's like it's all how you're raised, sure, but you're also at one point or another gonna live by yourself. Now, I think our parents were probably the last generation that, and maybe even the generation before actually, but our parents would probably be the last real generation where you have a decent amount of people that do not move out of their home until they're engaged.
Or married. Yeah.
You know, and all of that other stuff. So they're not necessarily living alone. And they're maybe not going to college. They're working in their communities and whatever else. So you're still contributing to the household, doing things that your mom does, and the guys do things that the dad does. That could be a natural kind of a thing. But like now, you really got to kind of learn that stuff because, like, when my ass was living alone and I could really only make a grilled cheese, I'm like, man, this is going to be a problem. I used to cook on Periscope just in case I burned the place down. That was a real thing.
Interesting.
I did. I was like, I have witnesses, you know?
Periscope isn't around anymore, is it?
It is, kind of, but like, you know.
It's like Vine?
No. It's like a live thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we use other stuff.
What is Periscope?
It was like a live app. It was like a live. You would go live, like Instagram Live.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was like an app for just that.
Okay.
There we have people. I used to call it the Scope Fam. There are people on here. I had regulars on that. Oh, gosh. I did.
But I do think like my sisters were raised very, you know, a clean house. Mm. You cook dinners at a certain time. You know, the guys didn't cook in my house. I mean, I wasn't allowed to get away with that because I was the youngest. But like my older brothers, there was very defined gender roles, and I don't know if that's because we were very a traditional Italian, which is very similar to like a Mexican or Latin background, but it was very defined.
Well, I have a question right now because you mentioned you're the youngest. I'm the youngest too. Do you think the younger sibling gets away with a lot more than the older middle child?
Chris?
I'm also the younger, and no. I wouldn't say that at all. Al has this thing in his head that he like got worked harder than me, and he got like more pressure than I did. I mean, I had like a full time job at 14 years old because I was the youngest. He had to do grades, and he got pushed harder in school, and I got pushed harder, like in working on these streets.
Well, I think they are. My brother, he totally different upbringing than me. But I'm also the youngest girl. I don't have a sister. So that's another part.
I don't know. But I'd also be like, I don't think it's got to be so regimented either. Like, if I'm in a relationship and there's dishes in the sink and I get yelled at in the sense it's like, it's 50-50. I'm like, dude, like, there's dishes in the sink. Like, I'm not really much of a keep score person. If that just naturally happens, because my brain's always kind of like this weird, I don't have to tell you guys, I'm thinking like however many steps ahead because I just can't turn that off, right? So like if that's just getting done, it's not that I don't – if somebody does something, you appreciate it. But like if I come home and there's stuff in the sink, I'll do it. Like I'm not going to be like, oh, that's not my job, you know, unless these are things I might screw up, in which case we're better off leaving it alone.
Well, that's something too. I'm not against cleaning or cooking, but – I also noticed that Cassandra likes things done a very certain way. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it that way.
Hmm.
Not to say hers is better, but like mine's not like wrong. But I know that like if I'm cooking something, I'm going to throw butter on it. I don't care what it is, but I'm going to put butter on it. You know, I don't even know what we're talking about, but I'm going to cook something. Like there's butter involved with whatever I cook. She doesn't do that. So like I'd rather her cook in certain situations because, like, I don't want to make it, like, the way you don't want it. Where I'll eat anything. You know what I mean? Like, if you make it healthy, I'll eat it. If you make it shitty, I'll eat it. If you make it shitty, she doesn't want it. If you make it healthy, then that's what she prefers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then cleaning, the same thing. Like, I'll just put a pot where it looks like a pot is supposed to go. Hmm. And she's like, no, the pot, that pot goes there. And I'm like, all right, then I'd rather you just take the reins on this. But also, like the other day, she's like, I don't feel like cooking. I was like, I got it. Like, it's not something that I'm against doing, but it's more so, like, I prefer you do it because you seem like you have a way you want this done. Right. You know what I'm saying?
No, I definitely do.
So we're going to hit the bag. This one came in, mailbag, dearalbymailbag@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Dear Albie, all of a sudden, quick question.
Yes.
I've been seeing a lot of all of the sudden and all of a sudden.
Hmm.
I've also seen a complete war taking out on Twitter over the word irregardless.
Hmm. Mm, I got that too.
Which we've gone through on this show. Okay. Couple things. Number one, did we confirm irregardless was a word?
Yes.
We did.
We checked with Merriam and Webster.
Okay. Is it all of a sudden or all of the sudden?
I think it's all of the sudden.
Because I say all of a sudden.
I do the A.
Like ah. Let's Apple.
Check.
Yeah, I don't think all of a sudden.
Because it would be the sudden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The sudden.
Like,
I don't know. We'll get into it.
Wish Candace was here. She would know.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, I don't know why.
I would know, too. I have a master's in literature creative writing.
We got to look at that.
No idea.
Anyway, dear Albie, all of a sudden, my wife is getting... This is a guy? Or maybe it's a girl?
It's a guy.
Yeah? No way. That never happens. Welcome.
Well,
okay. Dear Albie, all of a sudden, my wife is getting jealous of women on social media. In one instance, an old friend, who we've both known for like 15 years, tagged me in a couple of cat videos because I had just gotten a cat and I posted that, much to my surprise. I am a bit of a cat person. Okay. There's just a sentence in there. Okay. Welcome, cat person. My wife said, she better stop tagging you in all this shit. It's inappropriate. Oh. Then I posted a picture of myself with a funny story about how I forgot to comb my hair this morning before I went to work. A friend who we both know and who I work with reacted with a heart on the picture and commented on it. I got 8 messages from my wife talking about how she does not appreciate the heart on my picture and how the woman is immature and she needs to stop loving married men's Facebook pictures. Wow. The quote, the loving is in quotes.
That's
okay.
Intense.
Not correct. Like, but that's fine. She then said, I hate that you are still friends with her. I want you to unfriend her. I told my wife that she is my priority and my loyalty lies with her and everyone else can go fuck themselves. My father might have wrote this. She asked if I wanted her to unfriend anyone.
Dad hates cats.
And I told her that I trust her and I will not be asking her to unfriend anyone. I will likely remove this person from my social media circle, even though I don't think she did anything wrong. The thing is, this is totally new behavior for my wife, and I am not sure where it is coming from. We have both been getting healthier. She lost about 30 pounds so far, and I lost about 40 pounds. But I am far from the level of hotness where she would need to worry about people trying to steal my chubby ass away. I tend to strive for peace in my life at almost any cost, and I am an extreme conflict avoider. But at what point do I call out this sudden burst of jealousy? Make up a name. Christopher?
Bo. His name is Bodega.
Okay, all right.
And I don't really have much for this because I don't like social media and I don't like cats. So he, to me, I'd rather hand it off to somebody else. I'm with you. I feel like you're a victim here. You're just sitting there all chubby and shit and you're getting people hard-eyesing you, which good for you. You should be proud of that and maybe chubby looks good on you if all these people are coming back into your life. So good for you. I don't like cats or Instagram or Facebook enough to contribute anything else besides that.
Hmm.
Especially cats. Honestly, fuck cats.
Yeah. Okay. Urbano, what do you got?
It's just Facebook. It's like not even that serious. Like, like maybe she's going through some other things that, you know, it's maybe the fact that he's getting attention. Maybe she feels like she's not getting attention. He should ask her, like, what's the real reason? Like,
I would say this. The older you get and the younger you get, the more it spans reactions. I'm a fan of going into a relationship, assessing what kind of reaction you have over social media stuff. Because personally, I do think the liking of stuff, this and that, back and forth, has a certain amount of meaning when it goes from guy to girl. It has less of a meaning when it goes from girl to guy. Girls, I think, are a little bit more fleeting with it. They're kind of whatever. But guys seem to be a little bit more intentional.
I don't know about that.
I like your picture. We want to get married or have sex.
No,
or?
I think it's just the kind of thing where guys look at it a little bit differently just because it's, you know, it's just a little bit more based on, you know, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Like, you can obviously be, like, friendly and whatever. But I do think that there is a layer of, I think that girls, it, you know what, it's very similar. It's close to, like, when you say, can you be friends with somebody of the opposite sex? Yeah. I think most girls, when they hear that question, would say absolutely. My answer to that is almost always, yeah, kind of. Because you can be friends within a certain context, because most guys are just kind of down for whatever. Like, the bar is lower for a guy in hookup world.
I think
world.
You're right with single people. I think single people, when it comes to guys, what a guy does on Instagram to a single person is very telling. What they do to somebody in a relationship, I think, is different. Maybe I'm only speaking for myself. I don't really know. But I think there's, and I'm sure someone will get mad at me for this, but I don't care. Chris Rock, remember what Chris Rock said? What he said with guys, the difference between men and women is that a guy will meet a girl, his friend's wife or girlfriend, say, that's great, I need to meet someone like her. She's really awesome. She's fantastic. The girl meets the guy, the boyfriend of her friend, and says, I need him. So I think there are women that, and guys, of course, I don't think anyone's a blanket innocent here. But I do think that women sometimes will like post on someone that's taken just to be like, let me poke the bear a little bit, because like, first, you know, maybe they don't like the wife or something like that. But they also know how a guy thinks instantly. You know what I mean? Like, I think most women know the power that they have and the powerlessness of a lot of men. Well, so what they do, I think, it's they know the reaction that they're going to get or that they may get out of the guy. And again, this isn't this particular case or every single case. And if you say anything to me on Instagram or any social media, I'm not even going to read it. So don't bother that. But what I'm saying is I think a lot of people know, especially if you're in the same circle, they know how a wife is going to react to a certain thing and how a husband might react to a certain thing. They know your history. They know what kind of things you fought about in the past. I think everyone, guy or girl, knows what they're doing. Like, I wouldn't say a woman or a man has more innocent intentions than the other in this type of case. I think you post something, anything with a heart, you know exactly what the fuck you're doing.
Well, here's the thing, though. I do think, to your point, girls in general are capable of being a little bit more cerebral about it and intentional to say, hey, I'm doing this to get a rise out of the female in the whole situation. But here's my thing.
Yeah, but if he's just post, I guess she knows he's married from the Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, because he's just posting pictures of his cats and his.
Yeah,
it's like,
but it, that, it's like, this is where I'm going with it, right?
Maybe she thinks she's doing him a favor because he's like, oh, this guy's just posting pictures of his cats and Mimi's about cats. Like,
well,
oh.
They're clearly older.
Let me give him a little love. Yeah, like,
they're clearly
maybe
older,
she
right?
She's doing something nice.
They got somebody. They have an old friend. Okay, they've both known for 15 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, and now all of a sudden she's like, this is inappropriate. Whatever. I agree with the initial assessment. There's clearly something going on because. This is a little bit different. When you go in and you say, all right, here's how I react to things on social media. Do you care about these things on social media? Because there could be things like you're just forgetting, like in the sense that you're not looking at everybody with that mindset when you're in the relationship. To that point, I definitely agree with Chris. When you're in a relationship, it's definitely a little bit more like, okay, you know, I'm friendly with this person, friendly with that person, because a lot of that, you know, the wall, I guess you would say, is just like, you know, I'm loyal to the person I'm with, and that's that, okay? This guy's been with her for however long he's been with her, okay? And out of nowhere, she's dropping these bombs at her friends, okay? Or people that, like, you know, oh, hey, you know, I forgot to comb his hair this morning, and somebody reacted with a heart on the picture and commented on it. That's a like. There's not another option, I don't believe.
He's thirst trapping, though, too, with the hair thing. Because like, I've been on Instagram a long time, I never posted a picture of my fucking hair and was like, oh yeah, I feel so sloppy today on the way to work. So like, to your wife's point, there's a chance that you're kind of out there trying to like, you're peacocking a little bit. I mean, like, is she going to come back? Do I get like, what are your other posts like? Do you always post about your hair? Then I'll take what I'm saying back. But did you start to get some likes from this girl, and then you said to yourself, well, let me see where this goes. Let me post a picture of my fucked up haircut and see where it gets.
I'll tell you what. Can the weight loss thing be an element in the sense that you guys are putting a lot of work into, you know, how you look and everything, and maybe you're starting to post things that you didn't post in the past because you like how you look, whatever. You're putting it out there. People are reacting, and that might make your wife be like, what are you putting all this work in? Is it a for me thing?
There's definitely an insecurity with the wife. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting from this. And I personally don't think she should be putting her husband down for posting about his life because she's afraid that, like, Susan from HR is going to hard-eye it. Like, I don't know. I personally wouldn't be stressed over this, I think. But I also grew up in a different generation where,
you
like,
didn't
social
know what
media.
Periscope was.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but it's kind of like she's trying to steal my man. Or maybe she's trying to steal your cat. Like, do you ever think of that? Like, oh, look at that cat. Let me come crawl through the window to snatch a cat. It's like, lady, calm down. Mm. It sounds just as ridiculous.
It does. Yeah. But I personally would not have a problem with somebody, a woman liking the person I'm seeing's photos or posts. And if they're like flirty in the comments, but like, I don't know. I just, you have to trust your partner, and everyone's different too. And if you trust them completely, like,
But it's a keyboard button manifested on a picture. It's not, Like, if I like somebody's picture and like, oh, my girlfriend took that. It's like, bro, simmer down. You're 85 and you're doing a push-up. I gave you the fire and the muscle sign because you're 85 and doing a push-up. Like, I'm not hitting on you. Exactly. I get it. Your girlfriend took the picture. How old are you that she's your girlfriend, bro? It's like, simmer down. No one cares.
No, you're absolutely right.
You know what I mean? That's just me. I don't know.
And if anything, they're like, seem to be getting healthier, losing weight and stuff, I would be more supporting of my partner for like wanting to post more of him, and like, I don't know, I would not take this as an issue as the woman.
You know what though, I'll tell you the truth, I'll just be real about this. They're going together for however long they're going together, right? And this is a sudden burst of jealousy out of nowhere, okay, which I bet kind of goes both ways a little bit, because they're both going through this whole thing, and they're trying to lose weight, they're trying to get, like, you know, you're going through whatever you're going through, trying to better yourself, that's all great, okay? But here's the thing. There's got to be at least some amount of insecurity in every relationship.
Of course.
As it gets older, and as you go down that road and you spend more time with each other, that little fear of, oh, you know, is this person looking at me differently? Is it still like the attraction still the same? Are we getting bored of each other? Is he getting bored of me? Blah, blah, blah. Am I getting bored of him? All these things set this like little undercurrent of stuff that now all of a sudden when there's like this new burst of attention for whatever you're doing it, even though you're doing it for a good thing, it might make this little, oh my God, what is the intention behind all of this work that you're putting into yourself? What is it for? And set somebody off. So the more important thing, I think, you know, he's like, I tend to strive for peace in my life at almost any cost. But here's the thing. Peace.
Well, that's like the lady who said, I'm normal, I'm pretty, I have teeth. Yeah. You know what I mean? That was
peace in your life. There are certain things. Like, look, I don't think social media is the hill to die on, okay, in a marriage and stuff like that. I don't, all right? I think it creates more problems than anything. But we're in a world where, like, you're comparing yourself to everybody around you constantly. It's weighing on all of us, whether people want to, you know, admit that or not. So now all of a sudden you combine that with the amount of time you've been together and whatever other issues that are there, there's a difference between peace and pushover.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, throwing this up and saying, hey, look, I'm just going to unfriend people, whatever. That's not a bad way to go about it. But the better way is really getting to the point of, hey, listen, like, you might want to reassure that person that this is the situation that you're in. If you go down that road of stuff and you haven't done anything wrong, okay, to me, I don't have a very volatile emotional reaction to that. I don't get angry, sad. I'm just kind of plain. You let the person play out whatever they got to play out. But at the end of the day, you know, this isn't something that's impossible to fix. But if someone's going to keep going crazy out of nowhere, you got to get to the source of what that is. And is this a moment that they just kind of had a bad day and you're going to say something that's going to douse it? Or is this a bigger thing?
I got to go.
All right, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
Just reassure her that your cat pictures mean nothing without her.
But do you think it should go as far as to unfriend someone.
Block that hoe. Block that hoe from your life, son.
I think that.
I want to say Chris had to leave all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yes.
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 You're right. Correct. I looked it up.
It is all of a sudden.
A sudden. Uh huh.
Not the sudden. The thing.
In this case, what I'm seeing, I think she's being a little irrational. Yes, I think asking to unfriend and all of that stuff is a little ridiculous. But you have to kind of weigh it out. And I think in all relationships, we kind of run into this situation. You have to say to yourself, look, this might be a little bit of an extreme measure. The person here might have not have done anything wrong. Okay. At the same time, do I really need to hear this? Like, because
is it worth it?
If you've already got a thought and idea in your head.
Doesn't matter.
That is inaccurate. Okay. Do I want to compound that with making it seem like, hey, I'm not going to do this ridiculous request, but seemingly, you know, not a big deal ask, right? Mm-hmm. Do I want to compound that issue with like not doing it? Because then it's like, oh, well, why won't you do it? That's the whole thing. And it creates now an entirely new mess of thoughts. You got to get to the point where,
but
like,
is
dude,
he
what's going
trapping?
On?
Like, I have friends that will borrow other people's dogs to just take.
No.
Pic- what?
Really?
So many likes. Like, will post a shirtless picture, like, at the beach by themselves, 500 likes. Post the same picture with, like, a dog, 15,000 likes.
Frenchy.
Yeah. So maybe he's using the cat as a lure.
I think you always know in your gut when it, when the
catnip.
I will say this. On the thirst trap level, I take exception to that. I'm on her side all day long. If that happens, yeah, you pounce on that stuff. And I got news for you. You got to have the conversation the other way.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of a thing where you might want to boost that person up.
Yeah.
You're putting this work in the same as he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's OnlyFans, bro. It's relaxed. It's just pictures.
But the thing is, I've been dying to have an OnlyFans episode. I've been hitting people up that have OnlyFans. Being
really?
Like, yo, would you want to come on the show?
I can't wait. I want to do one.
Anyway.
I don't know what I would do on it, but
we
I
have,
want to do it.
So when he says the funny story about forgetting to comb his hair, it's not impossible that that's a thirst trap. And you, make up a name, have to look inside yourself,
Don.
And say, am I
no, Bo, sorry,
putting
Bo.
These things out there to get a kind of a response from certain people
and
or
that's
whoever?
Okay. It's new for him. You know, if he lost weight and he's feeling good about himself, and then here comes Susan from HR, and she's like, oh, look, she gave me a double tap. Look at my hair. I thought, oh, I'm going to, you know, get over here, Percy. Let's take a picture. You know what I mean?
Percy.
The cat. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have cats, but I felt like Percy would be a good name.
This one says they're desperate on the mailbag, drlbmailbag@gmail.com. Also, tell them everything they're supposed to do.
Oh, rate, comment, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, and email us your chimes. You can also chime us on Instagram too, but we get them more on email. It's a lot more organized there.
We do.
Yes.
So here we go.
This is a little deep.
This one?
Yes. Uh-oh. It's a little dark.
Really?
But I want Urbano here. I even texted you that too. I'm like, get Urbano. I want to hear his point of view on this.
All right. I'll get in there. So dear Albie, that just kind of slowed me down. Because I'm saying to myself, wow, all right. Like, I just said, like gulped. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Hello, all. Please do not disclose my email, as I have yet to leave a toxic environment and I fear retaliation. This is a long one. I apologize. I met my husband 9 years ago and married him soon after. Within 6 months, we grew up with similar beliefs, a similar background, and it was unusual how parallel we had actually been raised. No, we aren't related. Yes, we actually did check.
Okay.
That's crazy. You actually have to look into that. Like,
yeah.
That parallel, that's something. And do you think, now I want to know that. Like, do you think they checked after they got married?
Yeah,
and if you looked it up and you found out you were related, what do you do then?
You just thought about it and you're like, oh my God, wouldn't it be fun if we were related? Like, no.
No, that's
actually.
That's crazy. Can you imagine?
No.
Oh my God.
I don't want to imagine.
It was honestly as if.
Is that against the law to even imagine it?
I'm pretty sure there's just so many.
The laws,
you know,
of nature?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Sorry.
It was honestly as if we knew each other all of our lives. We had four children. We had a child 4 years ago and have excelled in our prospective careers. 2020 was my first year in a higher position. There was more pressure, so I did press that we should wait the year to have another child. I've had several miscarriages and wouldn't want to risk losing the baby with it already being stressful. My husband was reluctant, but he agreed. Although throughout the year, he did keep pressing to just try it. I honestly would have liked more help with the child we currently had. My husband does not help out enough. I have addressed it, but he ends up literally sitting on the sofa just watching or playing video games. Our child is autistic and does need to have more attention than the usual child. Last year in the summer, my husband began to smoke pot. He got edibles and every version of the drug he could get. He used it especially when we were to get intimate because it made it feel better. Well, while he was under the influence of it, he took things too far. I exclusively and very clearly told him I did not want to do what he wanted, but he continued, and I am nowhere near his strength. He apologized for it later, but then jokingly said I made him seem like a rapist in another conversation. WTF? I just blamed that he was under the influence of drugs and that we are pretty kinky, so maybe he thought I was into it. Going on, when COVID hit, it affected my mother's mental health. Mom had depression and a high-maintenance diva of a husband, yes, my actual father. Everything shut down, and my mother's social and professional life came to a halt. She had suffered with alcoholism since she was 12, recovered, then released. She went back to drinking severely and also began to suffer with dementia. Because of dementia, she forgot to take her thyroid meds and put herself in a coma. Jeez. She died in the fall of 2020. Oh. My husband was supportive for a while after she passed, but she has since mentioned he doesn't think I should be as depressed as I have been. When he said that, mom had passed a month and a half earlier. In November, we were on our way to pick up my vehicle that we had left the night before because we had some drinks. Our child was in the vehicle with us. This next part, I'll admit, is just stupid. My husband was wiping off his shirt because of cat hair. Popular topic today with the cats.
Cat lover.
Damn cats.
He asked if I had a lint roller. I said no. I said we just need to get rid of said cat. And he said we should get rid of you, jokingly. I replied with, okay, nonchalantly in the same joking tone. Well, he straightened up and said, oh, really? We should get rid of you? I responded again nonchalantly, okay. He then told me to get out of the vehicle.
What?
I said no, that this was ridiculous. He said again to get out. I had the same response. He then said, if you don't get out, I'll take you out if you want to be out of this family. I want to make sure I read that right. If you don't get out, I'll take you out if you want to be out of this family. He got out of the driver's side and headed towards the passenger side. Before he got to it, I locked the door.
Go ahead.
He tried pulling it open and kept yelling at me to get out.
What?
He finally got back in the vehicle, but was still heated. He later apologized. It just took him a couple of hours. In December, I got sick with pneumonia.
Oh,
I was out of work for 2 weeks and had pretty much all the COVID symptoms except loss of the sense of taste and smell. While I was sick, he did nothing to help in the house. It was a mess. Clothes were dirty. Our child got sent to his parents. One of the days I had no strength, I couldn't turn over in bed. I was so weak. I was laying down on my stomach with a heating pad on my chest. He was completely sober, under no influence. I won't elaborate on what he specifically did, but I couldn't speak more than a whisper, let alone fight it off. I had only enough strength to whisper no over and over. After he was done, he literally laughed and laughed and verbatim said, "What, do you feel violated now?" I couldn't believe it. It was almost as if someone slash something else. I haven't been the same since. I'm afraid of him. I tense up when he touches me. This is like super personal right here. She's definitely, you know, some past stuff that she didn't want to go through. I really do not want to have another child with him anymore. The problem is I still love him. I'm no longer in love with him, but I do love him. I look up at him and I love him and his family and his sister is my best friend. He has for over a year now threatened that we need to separate. And I feel like I should. I don't know if I'm comfortable with him or if I just want to get him off the drugs and have my old husband back, lazy and all. I can press him to help out more, but I'm afraid of what he may do. He's gotten so bad that he literally stayed home, taking our child to his parents just to stay home and get high. I also found out a week ago he had stopped paying the car payments and has continued to buy drugs. My plan is to find a rented house and attempt a trial separation. I'm afraid if he gets the idea I'm planning to leave, he may find a way to kick me out and keep my son away from me. If you could give me any advice or tough love, I would appreciate it greatly. Thank you for your time. Really. Sign, please help. That's crazy.
Oh. Yes.
She's got to get the fuck out of there.
I had to take notes on this one. First of all, I'm sorry. Yeah. She has to know that this is not none of it Mm-mm. is right. You know, I think as men, we have no idea what a miscarriage even feels like physically. The mental and emotional kind of
hormonal,
long-term hormonal stuff repercussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it that in itself is mindfuckery. But then you add the forced sex and the getting out of the car. It's kind of like, listen, you know, what are you in love with? Because whatever you're in love with is not in front of you.
No.
And you kind of got to look at the person, because when you make excuses and you make excuses, what you're doing is you're actually taking ownership of those actions. Mm-hmm. And so you're owning being violated. You're owning that because you're kind of forcing him to not be accountable at all for any of his actions. Mm-hmm. Now listen, you want to blame it on the weed, you want to blame it on the alcohol, you want to blame it on the edibles. I don't believe that. Unless there's some other drugs involved.
Not with weed.
No.
And I'm not proficient in all of the weeds, but I will tell you this. I don't think that kind of a drug.
No.
If you told me he was a drinker.
Or testosterone, stuff, like if he was on a cycle, I mean? Then I'd be like, well, maybe if he's taking testosterone, or I don't really know all the
some type
the
of other
drugs.
Other thing. That's something I think, if anything, you would think would be calming people down.
Yeah.
And honestly, with some of the past and stuff, I know we didn't get into it, he's got some reasons not to put her in this type of a spot.
Or he does, actually.
No.
But if she has past issues, I don't know. I didn't see it. But if she has past issues and mm-hmm. he knows that.
Yes.
And he's purposely doing those things knowing her past issues.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now you're fucking with me.
Yeah.
Like if you know.
Yes.
I get traumatized by, you know, you kind of mm-hmm. slamming on the brakes on a bridge because I fell off a bridge when I was 12. And every time we go over a bridge, you slam on the brakes.
Yep.
Either I'm not going to get in the car with you and go over bridges.
Yep.
Or I just have to say, you know what? Irregardless of my trauma, this person just doesn't care. And how much does it matter to me? How much does this trauma then mean to me? And am I willing to then keep this or am I going to let it go?
But also, she needs to think about her child too. Your child is.
You got to put your own mask. You got to put your mask on first. They teach you that shit on the plane. You put your own mask on first. If I have one piece of steak, and I have two sons, and I cut it in half and give it to both of them, and I die, who's going to feed them?
Mm-hmm.
We have to split it three ways. Yes, I can make sure that their pieces are maybe a little bit bigger because I'm older and I can sustain myself, or I can drink water, or rationalize it. However, but she'll be no good. She can't be a good mother right now.
No.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. I mean, you know, but when you have when you're with somebody like this, and it just seems to me that, like, even the smoking thing coming out of nowhere, he's very desperate to almost have his brain go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now with all this stuff, the car situation was a really good example. You have a little stupid thing that's joke, you know, little stupid joke that comes out about, oh, hey, you know, maybe we should get rid of you, you know? And you follow up with a joke back, and he goes, you know, DEFCON 5.
Well, it's only funny if I disrespect you and if I say something that's mean to you, but you to flip it back and take away my power, my insult, now I'm insulted.
Right.
Right.
And it just seems like he's continually trying to put you in a place where he's asserting some type of dominance and all this other stuff. Honestly, yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan when things come in and you don't get a lot of context of saying, hey, you know, have a conversation, work some stuff out, sit down and talk to somebody and say, why are you making me feel like this? This dude's past that for me. And honestly, he just is. And like, you know, when it comes down to that stuff, the biggest reason why, if somebody is going to put you in that spot, knowing that you've gone to some kind of trauma in your life and then make you feel that way again, that is going to bring
for power.
That's going to make you feel in a type of way. It's going to remind you of the worst thing that could possibly happen to you at some point in your life. Fuck him.
Yeah. They're purposely triggering you. Yeah.
So like that's just kind of where I'm at. I don't think that at that point, I just don't think that. Now, that doesn't mean there's not good elements of this person that aren't still there, like the person that you fell in love with, because she's saying, I love him, I love him still.
But you can say that for any serial killer.
Sure,
I'm sure Jeffrey Dahmer's mother was like, he was such a sweet kid. He didn't mean to kill all those cats and people. And
people have phases in life, and really not even so much phases. People go through different, you know, growth times in life or whatever. This seems to me like a regression from this dude. But either way, that's not the same person that you found whatever you found with the very first time around. I would say flat out, like, if you're living every day like you're afraid of who you're with, she says right here, I'm afraid of him. You're done. No.
For your own
mental
health.
You are done.
Yeah.
Done.
Fear
done.
Cripples you. You can't grow. You can't move forward. You become sick internally, mentally, physically, emotionally. It's too much. For yourself. Save yourself.
And
you deserve
I think,
more.
And unfortunately, it seems like the kind of guy that when he knows that that fear is there, it's almost like he gets emboldened and feeds off it.
Well, yeah.
You know, like the weaker you are, the crazier he gets in the sense. So not even so much crazy. Like the weaker you are, he's willing to take advantage of you when you're at a weak point.
Yeah. That's,
okay. And that to me
is the worst.
But I mean, come on. So I think that, yeah, unfortunately, like, going down, we always try and get to the question and actually answer it. Like, I think, yeah, getting some major, like, even if you said, hey, listen, I'm going to go through therapy with this dude, you separate and then go to therapy.
Yeah, you join a support group, too. I think, get you know, put yourself amongst a group of people. I think that's why AA works so well for people, because it allows them to talk about their problems in a way where they have other people who are from different walks of life who are dealing with the same struggles. Like she may think that this is just unique to her, and then by talking to people, you realize a lot of these things happen to a lot of people, yes, women in specific. So maybe by joining a group, even if it's anonymous or online or a chat group, you get to see other people's stories, and through their struggle or their strength, maybe she can get empowered to move on. Watch the ID channel. I'm telling you, all those killer shows.
Jesus.
It all starts like that, bro. Great, and next thing you know, they're under the porch.
That's why I don't watch them.
See?
Well, I would like to add that we have an update from her. Literally, okay. That's good. 20 minutes ago. She goes, hello, all. I really do hope you are all well. I'm not aware yet if you have read my previous message regarding the unfortunate demise of my 9-year marriage. Well, I'm not waiting around for him to get better. Yes, I love him, but love is not enough. He asked if I was ever scared of him, and I finally didn't deny his abuse and the incident when I was sick. I'm so ashamed, I can't even call it what it was. He was gaslighting me and has accused me of making him a rapist and abuser. I did not make him do those actions he did. I should have listened to my head when I knew I didn't want to have more children with him. I know it'll be hard to adjust on my own, but I'd rather be alone than like this.
Let's go.
Yeah, I really do love him and wish the best and help for him. I will even assist in getting him the help he needs, but I cannot be responsible for raising him anymore. Love may have blinded me with my husband's actions, but it's guided me to fight for my safety, and with that, the safety of my child. We're both going to have to grow up. I really do hope the best for you all. Should you want an update, I'll keep you posted. Respectfully, anonymous.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you. To quote Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it? Did you ever see that movie?
That was we got that mid. We had to be mid-sentence.
She should watch
stuff.
That movie. Mm-hmm. What's love got to do with it?
I missed that one. Yeah.
You didn't see it?
No.
Larry Fishburne, Angela Bassett, both nominated for Oscars.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice.
I think that's the first time we ever got an update while we were literally reading the story.
Yeah. That was pretty great.
And you can't help him.
No.
Help
no.
yourself.
She
Put
made
your
the right
own
call.
Mask on. Mm-hmm. Don't help him. Don't offer him nothing. Every time you go to do something for him, do it for yourself. You think he needs therapy? Put yourself in therapy. You think he needs to go to the gym? You go to the gym. Put all that into yourself, because you know what? Either you're going to motivate him to get better, or you're just organically going to separate.
I like it. Well, guys, we're done here.
Oh, wow. Jesus. Heartbroken. I don't cry for that poor woman.
Heavy. But yeah. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad we got the chime.
I'm glad we got the chime.
This is why you chime, guys. You never know. We could be mid sentence. Everything from like deep stuff to, you know, fake urine. We cover it all. All right. Love you all.
Fleshlights to flirtationships.
Dear Albie, mailbag@gmail.com. Keep them coming. We've got some pretty mega news for you guys very, very soon. We'll let you know. Some good stuff happening with the show. And some live stuff we'll do. And good things happening. All right. Catch you guys later.
Bye.